This is All Things Considered on WKAR. I'm Sophia Salaby. Words and phrases like blacklist, black box, and black hat might seem innocuous to some, but these terms carry an implicit meaning that black is inherently bad, opaque, or malicious. Now there's a push to re-examine biased words in our language and substitute them for words with more neutral or inclusive meanings. Fermin Charlot is part of that effort in the cybersecurity field. He's an identity management officer with Michigan State University, and he joins me now. Thank you for being here.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me. I do want to say that I am not talking on behalf of Michigan State. I'm just somebody who sees something and thought that I will say something about it.
So you wrote this article called Eliminating Bias Language in Cybersecurity and Beyond. What inspired you to write it?
You know, I've been in the field for about 20 years. And during that time, at about halfway through, I would say about 10 years ago, actually, I had sent a note to an email that sent out that made reference to those words. And I responded saying that, hey, you know, this is a big tech university. There's a lot of research going on, and we'd like to be more specific and accurate about how we're describing things. And I got a big backlash, actually, for that. You know, lots of people just didn't see the big deal. And then later on, I participated on a leadership series at MSU. I was fortunate to be invited to be part of that. And then I sort of shared that story there. And then from there, a member who was at that meeting, he actually took steps on his own to start making changes behind the scenes without telling me. So I heard about it at that series. So that was very moving to me. And then I went and decided to go for a master's degree on cybersecurity. And my instructor at the time, we were trying to figure out what would my paper be. And so I wanted to do it on the topic of the various lists and stuff like that. But she said, well, you couldn't really solve that. And so I ended up doing something different. But more recently, because of the, you know, attention that was given to racial biases and stuff like that, she actually reached out to me and said, hey, you know, I remember you mentioned that you wanted to do a little bit more deep dive on the references to certain words and so on. And she encouraged me to write something about it. And I did. And that's how, and the result of it is the paper. And she's listed also as a co-author.
Can you tell me more about how you feel when you hear these biased words being used in professional settings?
Oh, it's very offensive, actually. I, you know, often I can't hear anything else. So like when I hear, and I have to say that it's everywhere, you know, once I hear it, I have to decide, is this story important enough to me to continue to hear it? Or should I just turn it off? And often I'll just turn it off. And, you know, well, a number of times also, it's even with WKR and I'm listening to various shows, then I decide whether or not if I want to continue to hear it. But it's tough. It's a very difficult thing to worry about. It sort of pulls me out of the story, if you will.
Can you give me some examples of replacements for some of the biased words that you list in your article?
Well, in my article, I mentioned that, you know, instead of using blacklist, which is, by the way, it's a term that is widely accepted in the cybersecurity field. It is embedded in the code for firewalls and various software pieces and stuff like that. And what they meant to say is to actually block traffic. And so my suggestion was, well, why don't we use blacklist? Because this is more specific what we're trying to do. And similarly, for whitelist, you know, what they want to do is to allow the traffic through. And my suggestion is, well, why don't we use that? Just use allow list.
Your expertise is in cybersecurity, but this is a universal problem. Do you have any tips on how people can start to phase out and replace bias terms in their vocabulary?
I think one of the things that I will recommend is to say something at the time. So like, for example, you know, we often think about discussing those things in a somewhat like quote unquote safe setting. I will push back on that. I will say if you're at a conference or something, someone says something like that, that's actually the time to say, hey, you know, why don't we think about using it a different way or using something different Now, I'm not suggesting to stand in the middle of a huge crowded room to say it, although I've done that, but it might be a case where if you're able to speak with the speaker on the side or something like that, because if we then pull these things on the side and have a separate conference to talk about it, folks who really need to hear it won't hear it. And so that's my suggestions on how to begin to raise awareness. And I can tell you, like, you know, a lot of folks that I've talked to about it, they just had no idea. It was a blind spot, you know, like they couldn't, you know, they just didn't have that reference. And so I see it as one of the things that I can do from within my circle to help raise awareness about this.
Furman Charlot is an identity management officer at MSU. Thank you for joining me.
You are welcome, and thank you for having me.